Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Bonjour, pardon mademoiselle, but are you French?
What?
Because I feel for you. I feel for you.
That is a surprisingly good French.
They're probably not
is
French. They're probably not French if they do that, and they're probably a D-bag. So whatever you do, resist the urge to curse him out in an English accent. Instead, just smile and tell him that you're so impressed with his original pickup line, and you know from that accent that he must be a true Frenchman.
Oh, yes.
And that you'd love for him to call you, and then hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Madison. We met the other night, had a fun time. You gave me your number. I haven't heard from you. Just trying to get a hold of you. Little clue of who this is. You lay me on your front door. You wipe your feet on me. Matt.
Oh, God.
I'm going to bring my friend over. You look at him on the wall. Art. And he's got a girl. You know, she likes to lean on the wall. Eileen.
Uh-uh.
God. I hope you like... Hope you like those jokes. It's more where that came from.
Next message.
Wow. I think this guy's hilarious. You know, normally women like funny dudes. Yeah. I'm surprised he got the loser line.
I like the first one, but then he just kept going.
I didn't like any of them, and I knew them all already.
My guess is he got the loser line phone number because he jokes the same way in person, probably.
Yeah. I just hope his name is really Matt.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, it's me, Kelly. I know you said you didn't think I was going to call, but... I think it's so much nicer than texting. I was out shopping, and I saw some hockey jerseys. It made me think of you because you looked, like, so cute in your hockey jersey the other night. And so I decided to get one, too. I thought that we could match. I don't know, like, what your team is or whatever, but I got this one that had, like, a shark on it because I thought that that was really cool. What? So just call me back as soon as you get this. I'll be thinking about you. I can't wait to hear from you.
Next message.
Well, wow. I'm glad she's the type of woman that has her own interests and hobbies.
Not clingy at all, yeah. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Yo, Lindsay. Hey, this is Mike. And, you know, I want to rock the mic, want to take you out for a bite to show you what I'm about. And I want to see... everything that you do, and you know, I'm a rapper. That's why I'm trying to rhyme everything. But I'm a little nervous because, you know, I'm leaving you a message and stuff. But you know, I'm for real though. Like I want to like take you out and like for a bite. Like I was at dinner. Yeah. So just hit me back and don't be whack. Ooh.
Next message.
Yeah, he must be. He's about ready to blow up.
He's
you can
so
tell.
Bad.
Any rapper that has to really. Think for a long time about rhyming a word with bite.
It has
to be good. It's
a
tough one. Yeah, it's like the word orange,
and
you know?
And clarify it just so you know a bite means I want to take you to eat.
Yeah. I don't actually want to bite you.
Yeah.
But I mean, like if you wanted me to, I would bite you.
I feel like I finally met a rapper that I could beat in a rap battle, though.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of excited about it.
If you can think even remotely quickly, you can come up with a rhyme faster than him. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, David. It's McKay. I promised you that I would make you dinner, and I want to do that, so let's figure it out. Hope you're not allergic to cats, but if you are, I'll just clear out the room. We'll put them in my bedroom. You can vacuum up all the little hair balls and stuff. I'm making mean chicken parmesan, eggplant parmesan, too, if you're a vegetarian. I forgot to ask you that. Or I can make steak. I make great chicken, of course. Oh, my meatloaf is really yummy. I don't do really good salmon, but I'm sure I can find a recipe. If you only eat fish, we'll make it happen. You can also make tacos. You can do tacos and margaritas. That'd be fun, right? Or if you prefer, we could just go out. We could do that, too. So there's a lot of restaurants around here. We could do Greek. It was this really fun Argentinian play.
Next message.
She's got a lot of options.
Jeez.
But even before that, is anyone else grossed out to eat anything from her kitchen? Her house just feels like it's full of cat hair.
Yeah,
we'll
vacuum
a lot of cats.
Up all the little hairs.
But she's very pleasing. You can move him into the other room if you want us to. You can move him in the air, make him some treats if you like treats. If you don't like treats, make him some snacks if you like snacks. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Penelope, it's Dave. It was really great meeting you. You're just so pretty. And I really liked that you challenged me and asked how I was different than other guys. I think I have a lot of talents that other guys don't have that you've probably been out with. Like, I can balance like a broom on the end of my nose for 10 minutes. I could also juggle with one hand, which is really cool because with the other hand, I can do a lot of other things. Anyway, then there's that other thing that I used to be able to do, but I can't anymore because I'm not that flexible, but maybe you are. I hope so. Maybe I'll find out. Anyway, those are just some of my talents. I mean, I think that you're not going to find another guy like me. That was my trumpet sound that I can do when I press my lips together. It actually sounds better in person.
Next message.
I don't believe it because it sounded amazing over the phone even. That guy's got a lot of skills. I wonder what he does for a living.
I mean, he's got so many skills, he can't do some anymore.
Yeah.
Skills are scary to me.
I don't know. Juggling and with one hand and doing what I think he's doing with the other hand. That's tough. It's like patting your head and rubbing your belly at the same time.
And I guess he was so bendy before he didn't need a girlfriend, but now he does.
Maybe.
Like,
remember, if you want the number for the loser line, just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.